Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host. My name, your Seer, Israel. Oh, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, Part 51. We just can start on the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get something going on shortly. It's called a special edition called Thursday Evening. And remember, this time tomorrow night, we'll be top part of Saturday. That's the day the Almighty has laid out for you. And that's the sign between, might even read that. Saturday is a sign between you and him. I better write that down. That's a sign. The Sabbath day is a sign between you and him. That's this time tomorrow night. So do you have a sign? Or are you preparing for the sign? The sign, I better write that down. That might come up. Let's throw down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. And all the slots are filled. I see that. So when all the slots are filled, that's 195 international countries. Meaning, a representative all over the world have logged in all different barriers of time to hear the six anointed camps by name, Voices of the True Israelite, or B-O-T-T-Y. You know, that's a good thing, see, right? And let us know the box tail been lit, the curtain hell went up. It's all about one thing now, organizing according to what you can read. And understand what you can read, so a lot of things will be revealed. Because this is ministry going to reveal just by reading plain scriptures and seeking it stand on 17:11. Bereans. They say, yeah, Paul, you talking good, but we're going to search the scriptures, Paul, and we're going to see what you're saying is and so. And over there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, 22, it says, prove all things and hold fast, that's what's good. Now, what's good? Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and 12. What's good? The Torah instruction. So that's the game changer right there. So what's good? Well, I'm good. And how you feel? Well, I'm good. Well, that means you're a Torah keeper then. Because the only thing good, you know what Yahweh said in Matthew chapter 19:16-17? He said, why call me good? If you want to enter in life, keep the Torah instruction. So you're clear about what's good. Oh, I'm good. Okay, that means you're doing Torah instruction. So we'll catch you in eternal life. That's it. All right, good. What's flashing out in New York? What you said, WCC? Seer, I sure cut you off. Well, it's your prerogative. If you cut me off, brother already, he prepared to hold down in grand style of. Brother Makai is already prepared to hold down. It doesn't make a difference, but I got to call it the way I see it. So the box tail been lit, the curtain hair went up. So that's what can I say? We got to call the way we see it. 195. What? Because you would not teach on the topic we want you to teach on. Well, let me tell you something, WCC. We know it's your radio station, but now it don't work like that. You can't dictate this. 195 international countries, 162347 is flashing on the international side. 162347 is flashing on the international side. So what we're going to do is go and find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about the 195 international countries, 162347 flashing. And then we'll see, we'll read a couple of the memos we got. Well, I can't answer that question. I don't know how many it's poor Voices of the True Israelite. Not many. All I can tell you, I know you got the deck stacked, but not many. I'm clear about it, not me. All right, good enough. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bless you, that seed royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder. Well, one thing about it, WCC, they prepare as, I believe they know when we coming on better than we know when we coming on. So everybody be looking forward to hearing what we got to say. So that means the Fox KL being lit, the curtain hair went up, and all we gonna say is what we can read. So I believe you got the same spirit as I got on me. So I'm gonna say Elder Mr. Chills, 195 International Conference, 162347 is flashing. Take your time and bring your A game. You on the clock? Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And once again, looks like we have a glorious turnout of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. 162,347 listeners. And by now, you always know that I say that's a good thing. And I see many people, even WCC is asking questions about how come you don't teach them what they want to teach. People asking me, how do I know what I'm reading is right? Well, many people ask a lot of questions about the Bible, and they don't know exactly where we get this authority from. They need to pay attention to the program, and they will learn. I'm looking at Matthew's chapter 21, verses 23 and 24. 23 says, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and says, by what authority dost do these things? And who gave us this authority? 24. And Yahuwah the Son said unto them, I also will ask you one thing. If you tell me, and likewise, I will tell you by what authority I do these things. You know, that seems to be the protocol that most have forgotten. You know, the way. What is the way? That way tells us in St. John chapter 14, verse 6. Verse 6 says, Yahuwah the Son said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And it appears that these little things that was mentioned, although they have great meaning, have been seriously forgotten by most. This is why we emphasize that a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn to be a good teacher one day, possibly learning to teach one day themselves. This shows well with all the six camps that teach, and even with the new people that's coming up in our ministry that's working with the Word. Because we all came to hear things in the Bible that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. That's right. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Most of us came to see things in the Bible, as I've said before, through proper teaching. Some looking can never find. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things. We have some people can't even find the book of Genesis until we tell them it's the first book in the Bible. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know there are those out there that camouflage their evil and mostly, you'll find out, confused teachings. And those with the overly loud bump the gums contest for their method of righteous learning. Even trying to turn the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against us that know. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of loud bumps to gums, confusion, and Christianity. Thanking you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, as we mentioned earlier. We do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek. You have to look no further. Now you found that in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe of Yadav. We're open to you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time for that class is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that's in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which I emphasize is greatly needed with the number of brothers and sisters out there that need this teaching. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, another good point. Check the calendar. Help keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this same number, you can order what we have available as known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your desire on DVD. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, you can actually listen to any particular day that you choose. Now, during the normal broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics that's on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will choose to block or restrict the misuse. And if Raw Talk happens again before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Doc will be with you all. But remember, as you're learning the scriptures for you and your loved ones, do not try to win at Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So as we begin to know that, we can even look in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. See what that says, 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can get started with that. We will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent. It's really very important, like you said, about this school, because this school is going to be very important for those that really have investment interest in themselves and knowing the truth of the matter that's written in this book. So we don't see the hands of Yahuwah, what he's doing, but some do see the hands that he's doing. He's preparing teachers right now, because when the school opens, you got to have teachers there prepared. And that's why it takes you to training. That's what we do. You go on this network, we training teachers now to get prepared for the vision, but you have to have the vision to see it. See, I see it already. So we know one thing. If the school was tomorrow, we know we're not prepared for not that many rooms. That's the bottom line. We're not prepared for not many rooms, because one thing about it, you can't have too many rooms. Like I said, if you get 12 tribes, if you got 12 rooms, you got to have 12 teachers there. You got to have 12 teachers there. 12 rooms, 12 teachers. So we clear about it. There's a whole lot of things got to be done, but you have to have that right spirit on whatever subject matter it is, because you never know what the question is going to be. And once you understand, you got to have certain things to... We're going to take a look at that. I don't know. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to get something going on. I don't know. Because like I said, I don't know. Like he said in the 37th chapter, he said, Ezekiel, can these bones, hey, seer, can these bones live? He said, I don't know. But I know who do know, you know. So our job is to prepare those that got an ear to hear for what to come. And it's going to be a big job. But I see it. I see it in grand style. But I'll tell you one thing, it's going to happen. You know why it's going to happen? Because it's written, it's going to happen. That's why we have to be able to be clearly, just like that John 3:16. You got to be able to deal with that John 3:16. You got to have the right spirit, you got to be able to deal with it. And you got to go on and on and on until you get the message. Those that got the message, that John 3:16 has hurt many. And many believe that means any and all. Yeah, but any and all or what? I'm going to stay on that. We're going to find Brother McCauley and bring him in. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, up-and-coming teacher, Brother McCauley, Israel, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother McCauley, Israel, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. That's why I beat that scene right here.
Yahuwah bless you, still the family is right here. Yeah. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Micaiah. Let me swing down and see who all going to be hollering in the microphone on the night episode. Let me see if swing down a little bit more and see if we find Campo out of Detroit, Michigan, Princess. Persons out of Camp Falls, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh Bishop, that's A. Right.
Yahweh
Bishop.
Here, Israel C. Royal.
Hallelujah. Okay. That's Persons out of Camp Falls, out of Detroit, Michigan. Yes, you will. Mother. Find Mother E. Out of Camp Warren. Mother E. Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh Bishop, that's A. Right.
Yahweh Bishop, Israel of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, the Foxtail L been written. Curtain hell went up. That's a good thing. So we were prepared to do Yahweh's bidding. So we're going back up to Brother Micaiah and let him look right at that Luke 12:12 and getting that microphone and tell his national audience, 195 international countries, 162347 is flashing. So give that microphone and let's talk about Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Micaiah Israel. Get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit should teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Excellent. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Let's run back to St. John 3:16. That what it called? Let's run back and take a look at St. John 3:16. I was looking at a piece of sports, and they had threw a little logo out, John 3:16. Let's see, can we hear a little bit more of John 3:16? What did it say there, Brother Micaiah Israel? Special edition called Thursday in John 3:16, what that say?
The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Mm-hmm. So whosoever believe in him have everlasting life, and you're not going to perish. So if you believe in him, you got everlasting life, and you're not going to perish. John 3:16. Now, Mark had wrote that something pertaining to that. Mark had wrote something about that in the 12th chapter there. He made something, Mark, in the 12th chapter of Micaiah, it was something Mark was saying, because he heard that statement too. He said something in the 12th chapter. What he says in verse number 31.
Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, "And the second is like, namely this, you should love your neighbor as yourself. There is none other Torah instruction greater than these."
Mm-hmm. So he said, you should love your neighbor. There's nothing greater than loving your neighbor, and that is written in Torah instruction. That's what he just said. And so Paul came on the scene after that in the 13th chapter. He came on the scene after that. Let's see if he's making a kind of alteration in the 13th chapter. What did Paul was saying that we can read the 13th chapter? What was Paul saying? In the 13th chapter of the book of Romans there, Brother Micaiah, what was Paul saying in verse number 13, verse 10.
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the Torah instructions."
Mm-hmm. But did John 3:16 miss anything about the love? Let's go back to John 3:16. So Paul was telling Northern Kingdom, love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the Torah instruction. Let's go back to John 3:16 again. There, Brother Micaiah, John 3:16.
The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Well, what he said now, so that means that Yahweh the Son, he loves his neighbor too. So he's saying love works no evil to the Father, right? Love works no evil to his neighbor. So that love is fulfilling of Torah instruction. So his love is a great thing. So his love is fulfilling the Torah instruction. But in St. John chapter 3, there, Brother Micaiah, in St. John chapter 3, pick up verse number 1. 3, verse number 1. Let's read a little bit and see what's going on here. St. John chapter 3, verse 1-9. If we hold all of what we have heard together, we're going to see can we tie all this in. Now, love is working no ill to your neighbor, and love, and he loved the world and gave his only begotten Son. So that one that gave his only begotten Son was the Father. So he gave his only begotten Son was the Father. Father gave his Son. Yahweh the Son. Good. Let's go look at St. John chapter 3. Let's read a little bit till we get our point.
Okay, the book St. John chapter 3, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Yahdah polluted word Judah." Verse 2, "The same came to Yahweh the Son by night and said unto him, Master, we know that you are a teacher, come from Yahweh, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except Yahweh be with him." Verse 3, "Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh."
Hold that point right there. Hold that point right there. What did he call? He came by night. What did he call him? What? Back up and see. He called him something. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus came by night, and he called him something.
Mm-hmm.
What did he call him again? We can read back a little bit. He called him a profound word. He called him when he seen him by night. He called him something. What was that word he called that we can read?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "The same came to Yahweh the Son by night and said unto him, Master, we know that you are a teacher come from Yahweh. For no man can do these miracles that you do it, except Yahweh be with you."
Well, Yahweh will be with you. Yeah. Yahweh will be with you. Mm-hmm. He called him Master. So that's what he called him. He called him Master. He said, Master. He said, now what you doing now? We know Yahweh the Father is in you for what you doing, because can't no man do the stuff that you doing. That's what he called him. He called him Master. Let's run to Matthew chapter 23. I don't be coming back there, put him off there. Come back there shortly, but we want to take a look at something. He called him Master. And Matthew 23, verse 8 and 10 says what?
The book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 8 and verse 10. Verse 8 reads, "But be not you called Master, for one is your master."
No, read like you see it. Read like you see it.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, "But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, Yahweh the Son, and all you are brothers." Verse 10, "Neither be you called Master, for one is your master, Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was that, see, right? He said, now don't, he said, be ye not called rabbi, because one is your master. He said, who? Who is my master? Yahweh the Son. What did Nicodemus call it? Master. Yahweh the Son. King. Neither should be called master. One is your master. Who is your master? Yahweh the Son. So Yahweh the Son, see, he carries all that belongs to him. So all that master conversation belongs to him. He said, listen, when you're talking master, you're talking about Yahweh the Son. There's a there. So in this word, rabbi is polluted for the master, but who we talking about? Yahweh the Son. That's real nice. So good. We got that part out the way. Now, where we going, I don't know where we going. But what we holding anything, Brother McConaughey? What we holding anything? Because right now, I'm waiting to hear where I go from there, because I see something in that, but I want to bring it out. What we holding anything?
We at St. John chapter 3, verse 3.
Yes, sir. So now we find out who that man is, Yahweh the Son. Okay, good. Now, come on back to St. John 3. That's good. So now we find out this master he called Yahweh the Son master. So that's pretty good. So you call Yahweh the Son master. That's what you call him. So he called it master. He responded to him by being master. Good. Now, we're going somewhere with that. We don't know where we're going with it yet, but I'll tell you one thing. Watch how it unfolds itself somewhere down the line about this word. So now he's talking to him real good. Now, you can't no man do the things that you do. Now come on back to that verse again. Let's talk some more about it.
Okay.
He said, unless you are sent from Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. Can nobody do the stuff that you're doing? That's what he said. Come on back and get a little bit more of that. I think I'm trying to get a hook. I think I'm getting a hold to this lesson on this special lesson called Thursday evening, but I got to hear a little bit more. Let's hear a little bit more of that, Brother McCarty.
Okay, the book of St. John 3. Pick it back up at verse 2. Let's go read. The same came to Yahweh the Son by night. And said unto him, Master, we know that you are a teacher, come from Yahweh the Father. For no man can do these miracles that you do, except Yahweh the Father be with him. Verse 3. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh.
Oh, so that's big talk right there. So the only way you gonna see the kingdom of Yahweh, you gotta be what again?
Born again.
Born again. So now he got old Nicodemus all hemmed up now. How you gonna be born again? See, Nicodemus went off into all kind of things, but hey, sitting on the camp, how you be born again? A little bit we can read. Let's run to 1 Peter and find out how do you be born again. We're going to 1 Peter and see, well, how do you be born again? He said, the only way you're going to see the kingdom is that you might be born again. That's what he told Nicodemus. The only way you're going to see his kingdom, you're going to have to be born again. That's big talk right there. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 1. And find out what that means that we can read. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Let's see how you be born again. What was he telling Nicodemus? 1 Peter 1, verse 23. Brother Mackay, what was he telling him?
The book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 23 reads, Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth forever.
It's the only way you'll be born again. You don't have to know the word of Yahweh. That's the only way you'll be born again. What are you saying, Nicodemus? See, so Nicodemus, the only way you're going to be born again, you don't have to know the word of Yahweh. And once that word in you, what it say in verse 23, 25 about this word? Now, once this word in you, what it say in verse 25?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 25 reads, but the word of Yahweh endured forever, and this is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
So to be born again, you have to know the word of Yahweh. You being born again, that means you know the word of Yahweh, because the word of Yahweh endures prayer. And that's the word that was taught. Now, with that conversation, let's go back again to St. John. So now he's saying to be born again, Nicodemus, you're going to have to know some words. But he said, Malcolm, now you're doing some things that we know can no regular man do it. He said, yeah, well, the only way you're going to see the kingdom, you got to be born again. That's big talk of death. That's big talk. Now, that's such a big talk. Before you go there, let's go to the book of Hebrews. So we try to call Hebrew. That's big talk of death. Let's see if we, you know, they had a game that comes on that old one-hour thing that they give you about a minute to de-scramble and put the name together, de-scramble a record. They give you like a minute. They'll have it all scrambled all around. It's up to you to go inside of it and give you time to straighten it out. Now, we got a whole lot of stuff on tape. And, you know, and that's a good thing. We got a whole lot of stuff. Just spread it all out. But we want to go and look at something. He said, always going to be born again. What about that kingdom again? Go back to that verse again about that kingdom. Go back to that kingdom again.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 3, read. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh.
Except a man be born again, there's no way you can see the kingdom of Yahweh. The only way you'll see the kingdom of Yahweh, you must be born again. That's big talk of death. So there's a death. The only way you'll see the kingdom, you got to be born again. And the only way you be born again, you got to understand, you got to have his word. Now, Paul was invited to the great big temple there, Brother Micaiah. And Paul made some profound statements in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, a little title called Hebrew. Let's see what he says in the 11th chapter about the only way you're going to be born again. The only way you'll see the kingdom, you got to be born again. That's big talk there. We're going to the 11th chapter and pick it up at verse number 14. 14 down to verse 17. We're going to the 11th chapter and look at verse 14 down to verse 17. The only way you going to see the kingdom, you're going to have to be born again. What are you talking about? We're going to the 11th chapter and pick it up verse number 14 to 17. What did it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Hebrews, polluted word for the book of Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 14 down to 17. Verse 14 reads, For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
Hold that point. That's been tough with that, Brother Micaiah. Back and read that again. Listen to the man just say it. He said, only way you're going to see it, the kingdom, you got to be born again. That's what he said. Now, remember what he just said? Remember Paul said right here. Paul made a profound statement right here. We know all one caught it, six and all the cats caught it, but, you know, that's why you got to call up the details and get in to one of the six camps and sit down, and they be able to show you the only way you'll be born again, the only way you'll see the kingdom, you got to be born again. Look what you're saying in that last verse. Listen, come on, give me a little more audio there, Brother Kai, because you own something, and we want to bring out, because you own something here. Now, you own something in that verse right there. You own something. And we want to bring that verse out. Come on back with it again. Come on.
The book of Hebrews. Polluted word for the book of Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
Is the man saying? The man just told you something. He said, if you were mindful, he said, the born-again kingdom is the kingdom that you came out of. Ain't that one? Look, you see, right? He's telling you, listen, the kingdom that if you was understood, you already came out of the kingdom. But you ain't mindful of it at all. But there's a death thing right here. Now, really, we really can play music for the rest of the night on the real side, but we'll go further. We just put some more time with a little more audio on it, because that person just saying, to be born again, you will not see the kingdom until you're born again. You hear the man just said, you will not see the kingdom until you're born again. That means the way your mind says right now, you not get into the kingdom. Hold that point and let me show you what he's saying. What the man is saying. With the mindset you got right now, until your mind be born again, you're not going to see the kingdom. And he made his plan over here in the book of Isaiah, what he's talking about. That's why you got to preach up your Bible. So I'm telling you right now, you're not going to see the kingdom until you're born again. What he says in Isaiah 35, picking up at verse 8. This is what he said. He told Isaiah in 700 B.C. about the same thing we're talking about when you precept your Bible. Let me tell you something. Until you're born again, you will not see the kingdom. Look what he got written in Isaiah 35, verse 8. What does it say, Brother McCollum?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 35. Isaiah the seer, chapter 35, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of righteousness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. So fools shall not err therein.
Yeah. So I'm telling you something. Ain't no fools getting here. I don't care how... You ain't no fools getting to the kingdom. You're going to have to know something to get to the kingdom. You say, ain't no fools going to get to the kingdom. Now, what you do with that? That means you have to know something. That's why we come humble on this broadcast to tell you the Bible is not a novel. If you don't precept your Bible, you'll never understand what the man's saying. He talked to Nicodemus. Heads up, and Nicodemus called him out and said all these things. He said, Nicodemus, I'll tell you something. Except you be born again, you're not going to see the kingdom. And look what he said in that verse. Call that verse out again. That look what, now Paul pulled that verse from that same conversation. Paul just pulled that verse from the same conversation. And look what Paul said. Read that verse again.
Okay. The book of Hebrews, polluted word for evil. Chapter 11, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
My. Go to the next verse. Boy, that's a big verse right there. We can be on that verse. We can run that verse all around to the top part of the Sabbath come, but we ain't. We'll go up. Give us some more.
The book of Hebrews, polluted word for evil. Chapter 11, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, but now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore Yahuwah is not ashamed to be called their Yahuwah, for he had prepared for them a city. Verse 17.
Yahuwah has prepared for you. He said, Yahuwah has prepared for you a city. So Yahuwah, he has prepared for you a city. That big talk again, see, right? That big talk. You know when you come on this broadcast, you never know what the Almighty got for you to say. But what he's trying to tell you something, Ray, that only way you're going to see is you're going to have to, you know, you think you can stay on the network, and if you within 70 miles in the location, you're not in it, they're going to get past you every time. They're going to get past you every time. You know why? Because it don't work the way you think it works. That's a bit talk the man I'm saying. That's some tall britches talking that he's saying. What verse are you on now?
Just got done finishing up the book of Eber, chapter 11, 16, going to 17.
Okay, what is it saying, 17?
Okay, the book of Eber, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 17. 17 reads, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
So by the word of Yahuwah, that was faith name, he was tried. So here's the point there, right? There's no way you're going to get to point A to B to all and out of the way unless you try. You must be tried. So that's the part of you. It ain't going to get you. If he tried Abraham, he's going to try you. Just keep that in your mind. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tried. Simple as that. So you think this is a cakewalk? Nope. You go, Abraham was tried. And what it say in 4:17 of Brother Micaiah about Abraham being tried? Romans 4:17 says what?
The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even Yahuwah, who quickened the dead and called it those things which be not as though they were.
So he called things of those things not as they were. So he has already called all this stuff. And Nicodemus couldn't figure out none of this stuff. Let's see if we swing and find a Mother Eve behind that. Now, Mother Eve, we want to run back and get some more of that. Mother Eve, we want to come back and get some more of that right there. Back to the conversation of Nicodemus. Well, Nicodemus is doing a whole lot of tall talk and he asking a lot of questions. You know, that's why I'm saying the only way you're going to understand this thing, you got to ask a lot of questions. And if your question legit, you'll get a good answer. If your question legit. But if you sit around and try to figure this thing out, and you got leadership in place to tell you exactly what's going on, and you do everything to get around the leadership, you're always going to be confused. Always going to be confused. So, Mother E, we're going to run back. Mother E, we're going to pick right back up on the conversation of Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus, we found out he's a ruler. That means he's a teacher. And, he was troubled. So he waited around till all the big dignitaries was gone, and then he came. Then he came behind a tree and called Yahweh. He said, listen, Master, stuff you're doing, I just know, can't nobody do no stuff that you're doing unless you sent from Yahweh the Father. He said, you know, I hear all the conversation that's going on inside the temple, but I know the stuff you're doing, can't nobody do the stuff that you do, Mother. Now, let's run back and get back some people that again, Mother, a little bit more. Come back and people that again. This is a big talk going on. He said in the third chapter, where we left off on, he said, yes, ma'am. Okay, good. I like that. We left off on St. John and 3, and the conversation was born again. Now he told him, he said, you're not going to see this kingdom unless you're born again. That was 3:4. What he told him. Now here comes Nicodemus. This is a teacher. This is what I've been teaching, one of the teachers of Southern Kingdom. That's why I say, if the temple was put up today, I mean the school, Now, this guy was one of the teachers. Now, imagine he had students inside of his class with the mindset he got. Because when Yahweh said, you don't see the kingdom unless you're born again. What is his response that we can read in 4? Mother, what is his response that we can read? 4.
The book of John, chapter 3:4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
You see that? Now, what is he working with? What is he working with? My father told him, listen, the only way you'll see the kingdom, you gotta be born again. What was he working with? Now put that verse down, Mother E, for the marker there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1:26. Let's do a little read. We're going to 1 Corinthians 1:26. Then we're gonna do a little read. Now we're gonna see exactly what's going on. This is like a 1-on-1 conversation going on. He met Yahweh the Son behind the tree. Then Yahweh said, you know, a big ruler, big dignitary. The only way you will see the kingdom, you got to be born again. That is your limb. You say, well, how can a man be born again when he's old? He's going to go back into his mother's womb the second time? What is 1:26? Let's read a little bit to get our point. 1 Corinthians 1:26, Mother. 8. Come on.
1 Corinthians 1:26. 26 reads, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, and not many noble are called.
Hold that point. You all said, because you mighty men, and you are the flesh, a question was on the table. He said, you ain't the one that's called. But guess what? You know how we judge a people by a big they big congregation, and they got a big following on them, and that's how we judge them. That's how we judge them, right? We got to be all right. Look how big his congregation is. Look how that heat going, and look how the air conditioning going. He everything going his favor. He got to be. See, that's how you see things. But we just find out that many that's in that situation, they knock off. What you do with that? Watch what happens next. What happens next? Come on.
Verse 27. But Yahweh had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
And to confound the wise. You say he has taken the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's what he said. The foolish things in this world to confound the wise. You know, we can send one of the members of Voices of the True Israelites to any church and they can confound that whole congregation. Any member of the Voices of the True Israelites can go to any church, wherever their nomination is, and confound them. Right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Any congregation. Because there's no congregation that's called church is going to teach you who you are. What is the name of any church that'll teach you who you are? What's your name? Okay. You can find it right there. Because you will say, okay, well, who are we? You will say, well, your establishment will say, well, we are a Christian. Yeah, that's all you can give me? Yeah, that's all we can get. See that? They confounded right there. See, they're getting mighty offended because they're confounded right there. But you ask the question, who am I? And they said, well, we are Christians. You confounded right there. Next verse, come on.
You want to finish that one?
Yeah, go ahead and finish it up.
And Yahweh has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Right.
Verse 28. And basic things of the world and things which are despised has Yahweh chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught, things that are. Verse 29, that no flesh should honor in his presence, but of him are ye in Yahweh the Son, whom of Yahweh is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. What is verse 26 there again, Mother?
Verse what?
26. What is 26 there again?
Okay, verse 26. Well, you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flood, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
Verse 30.
But of him are ye in Yahweh the Son, whom of Yahweh the Father is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
That's big talk with that. That's a full lesson right there. But many nobles that are mighty, they're not called, see, right? They're not called. Many noble, mighty, it's not called. But look what You remember we read it last night, but ain't like to read it again. We just go over. We read a verse over there in that 34th chapter 1-5 of Exodus, Ezekiel, that you know woe, and then we woe to these pastors that have been taught you things that that's gonna mess you up. Woe. And then we read a verse over there in Jeremiah 12:1-3, and it said woe means they will be slaughtered. All the ones that have taught you to not to be defend the Bible, they will be slaughtered, according to Jeremiah 12:1-3. So if you're in a ministry and you have not been taught the Bible, you're going to be slaughtered. And Jeremiah 1:2-3, the one that I'm going to get them, but I'm going to get you for being in that number. So you will be slaughtered. That's what he said. I'm going to get you, and I'm also going to get him and get you to get in that number. And now, how do you know you slaughtered? When somebody asks you a question, what is our nationality that we can read out of the Bible? Any preacher, any Christian pastor that is in a church, you ask him on the wrong day Sunday, what is our nationality according to the Bible that we can read? You'll mess them up. He will say African American. See? In the Bible, there's nobody called African American in the Bible. Nobody's called color in the Bible. See? Let's run to Ezekiel chapter 13 there, mother. Look what he says in the 13th chapter of Ezekiel. He made a bound statement there, mother. And we're going to talk about the pastors and the deacons and the overseers. He's going to tell you something in verse 5. I'm really interested in verse 5 myself. But we're going to just run through the motion, 13 chapter 1-5. Because all you got to do is the church pastor or the assistant, who are we? And they're going to tell you according to Christianity, you are Christian. That's also where it's down. And pay your tithes. That's also where it's down. 13 chapter 1-5. Look at the red say here. Ezekiel 13, 1-5.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 1-5. Verse 1. And the word of the Yahweh come unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the pastors of Israel that prophesy and say thus unto them that prophesy out of their own mind. Hear ye the words of Yahweh. Verse 3. Thus said the Yahweh, woe unto the foolish pastors that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Verse 4. O Israel, your pastors are like the fox in the desert. Verse 5. You have not gone up unto the gap, neither made up the hedges for the temple of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You hear the man just said? You haven't prepared them. You have not stood in the gap. You have not said, you have not prepared them for the day of the mighty one. He said, you haven't did it. He said, you churches, you have not did it. You have not prepared them for the day of the coming of Yahweh the Son. They not prepared. You haven't stood in the gap. You haven't showed them nothing that the Bible saying is what's going to happen. Nothing. Nothing. Just stand in the gap. Verse 5, you have not gone up unto the gap, neither made up the hedges for the nation, the family of Israel, to stand in the battle of the day of four letters, YHWH. See, a verse like that, they just call it dickens on you, tell you, well, you got to leave. You ain't got the people prepared. Do you know a day going to come that this going to be fulfilled? And they not prepared for this. We'll leave that like it is, because I said, again, that's a... You got them in the Proverbs. Tell me out. This what they're working with in the book of Proverbs. Because let me tell you something. We got a lot of memos on the table, but we don't even know how to really get this thing. But you don't have them prepared. That's why we're trying to get you prepared. Because it's going to happen, T-Ray. Everything we're saying is going to happen. And that's why we're getting ready for that school. When they were talking about that school, we need a school, but we got to get a teacher, got to be prepared, because Nicodemus was a teacher. So we find out that you got people coming to your classroom, Nicodemus, and you can't answer now. Yahweh said you got to be born again to see this. So if anybody in his class, but asking that question. So you know what he made, you know what he made by being a teacher for Israel, Southern Kingdom. You know exactly what he did for them? He got them as midgets. You know why? Because Yahweh talking plain to him, and he ain't got nothing right yet. So when he teaching, he got a Proverbs 21:16 working with him. So when Nicodemus was teaching, Southern Kingdom, in one of the rooms, 21:16 says what? A proverb, mother.
Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16.
Mm-hmm. 21:16.
Proverbs, chapter 21. Verse 16 reads, verse 16, the man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Yeah, but Nicodemus knew that what he ever had on the table, but he did position himself to catch him some Yahweh. And they're a little bit. You know, all of them set up by Yahweh, son, from the beginning. You read the book. Let's go back to Nicodemus chapter 3. I mean, St. John chapter 3. Let's read some more of the storyline of Nicodemus. Yeah, Mother Eve. Let's read a little bit more about this storyline. We'll continue this another time, but what we want to get in this storyline, I can tell you, see, right? It's just so much to put. That's why we come on this network, to get you prepared for the gap, so you can stand in the gap. Because all these questions are going to come on the table for you sooner or later. Because Nicodemus, he's a teacher. Mm-hmm. He said, how come man be born again? We old Christ's mother womb. Then we got that part of the way. And what did Yahweh say in verse 5? Now, we made it back to verse 5 again. Yeah, 3, verse 5. So we just made it back to verse 5. What did verse 5 say?
St. John, chapter 3, verse 5. Yahweh answered, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except that man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh.
That's big talk right there. Now let's run back to Corinthians, the second chapter. shoot. That's big talk. He said, look here. He said, Yahweh the Son said, verily, verily, truly, I said on the deep. And I said on the deep, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Sean, you're going to have to know something to get into this kingdom. You're going to have to know something, but if you're in a congregation of dead, you don't know nothing. You're not getting into the kingdom of the kingdom. That's big talk. That is big talk right there. Let's go to a Corinthians there, Mother. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And picking up verse 9 down to verse 14. Did you hear the man saying? We're working with something. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 15. Now, if you hold all that together, you hold everything you had together, just hold it together. Because Paul is tormenting verses. Look what Paul says in 2 verse 9 down to 15. Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. Verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh. Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of Yahweh knows no man, but the spirit of Yahweh. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh. Verse 13, which things as we speak, not in the world, which man wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned. Verse 15. But he that the spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man.
That's big talk. That's excellent, Mother. That's excellent. And that's big talk. He says, Sister Princess out there in Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4. Now, he made a profound statement there, Sister Princess out there around Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. He made a profound statement in verse 9 and 14. Read verse 9 and 14 one more time there. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Verse 9, verse 14. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, bring it.
Camp
Camp O, Detroit, Michigan, bring it. Seer, wherever you go on with this, we gonna mute Leech Camp O. Oh yeah? Well, it's your radio station, you do what you want to do. So, you're going to mute Camp O out of Detroit, Michigan, because you can't keep up. I'm trying and seeking find Mother D.F. Israel, because we know Mother D.F. Israel got that that 9 and 14 rating on me. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yadad Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Yahweh BJC, right?
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
What do 9 and 14 say again there, Mother?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and verse 14. Verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have enter into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. Verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned.
What did verse 9 say again?
But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the mind of man the thing which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him.
So he prepared. He prepared for them that love him. So he prepared something already for them that love him. You remember what John 3:16 says? It says, matter of fact, read it real quick there, Mother D.F. Israel. What is John 3:16? Now, you hear what he said? Paul telling Northern Kingdom. He said, you even imagine what Yahweh had prepared for them, you that love him. He said, you it's far beyond your imagination on what Yahweh have did for them that love him. That's big talk. Point back at St. John 3:16. Look what it say.
St. John chapter 3, verse 16. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
So,
Israel.
That's big talk. So, all this prepared for them that believe on him. He said, I got great love for them that believe on him. I got great love for you. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 Peter 1:2, 21 and 22. Now listen to the man is saying, now I got great love for you. I got great love for you. He said, you ain't got an idea what I got for you that I've prepared for you that he loves. What you read now, Mother D.F. Israel? What you read?
You said 1 Peter.
Chapter 2, verse 21, 22. But you know, this love got a condition to it. Let's see what he says here. In 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Remember, keep that on your mind. You ain't got an idea what he got prepared for you that love him.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my paper. Verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Yahuwah the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22. On my page, top. Verse 22. Who did no sin, let's tell, was God, no guile found in him.
Well, that's big talk there. That's big talk now. That's big talk there, Mother D.F. Israel. He said, now, we got to follow behind his steps. Because he did no sin.
Right.
He overpassed something, and he left you an example, and Peter was telling Southern Kingdom that we got to follow his step because he did no sin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow his step, you would do no sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that means he got love for you. And the biblical definition of love is 14, 15, and 21 of St. John. So, in the 14th chapter, verse 15 and 21, that's all we need, Mother D.F. Israel. You hear the man saying? He was telling, Peter was the chief speaker for the nation of Israel. So he was on the clock to tell the one that came to the Southern Kingdom, the love that he got for you, he said, you can't even imagine the love he got for you.
Mm-hmm.
But this love is a condition thing. Here go, now, here go the condition of the love. Here go the 757 attack in Israel. This is the condition of the battle to be in this love. St. John, chapter 14, verse 15 and 21. What does it say?
St. John chapter 14, verse 14, 15, and 21, verses 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction. Verse 21. He that has my Torah instruction and keepeth them, he it is that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will and I will love him or her, and will manifest myself unto them.
And I will show myself to them. I will show myself to them that love me, but his love is keeping the Torah instruction. So if you want Yahuwah's love, you got to follow his steps. His steps is in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. We're going to see, do you rep today have the love of Yahuwah with you? He said, the love of Yahuwah is written. He said, now you ought to follow his steps. So whatever his steps is that you can read, you have the love of Yahuwah. So look into the mirror and examine yourself. He got something prepared for them that love him, because he going to put a Teddy Pendergrass on you. I say he going to love you back. But love is keeping the first five books. He said, you ought to walk the way Eve walked. What'd you read there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Luke chapter 4, verses 15.
14. Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 17. What'd it say?
14 and 17.
Yeah, you're picking up verse 14. Luke 4 and pick it up verse 14. Now, remember, we're talking about the walk. Yes, ma'am. We're talking about the walk. So in Luke chapter 4, stick around by verse 14. We go on trying to take a look at Yahweh the Son's walk. Luke 4:14, Paul reading, come on.
Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Yahweh the Son returning in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Verse 15. And he taught in their temple, being honored of all. 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18.
Hold that part right there. Hold on. Let me get in there. So now he went to the temple. Now this was his custom. He went to the temple on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday, sun go down on Saturday. So he went to the temple on the Sabbath day. And he knew he was one of the teachers, so he asked for the scroll called Isaiah. And they gave it to him of Isaiah, and he found a place in Isaiah something was written as he was addressing the whole big southern kingdom. He picked up the scroll called Isaiah. And what happened next? So I'll give you the hype of it. Now what happened next?
Verse 18. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me because he has anointed me to teach the covenant to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenminded, to teach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
19, that was 21.
Verse 19, to teach the acceptable year of Yahweh. Verse 20, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the temple were fastened on him. 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Hey, that's up. You did he came to the temple site on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked for Isaiah. And he said, this day, this scripture has been fulfilled. What has been fulfilled in verse number 18 and 19? He said, once he picked that scroll up and read it to them, he said, guess what? This has been fulfilled in your ear. What has been fulfilled in verse 18 and 19? What has been fulfilled? Once he read it, that's it. He read it. 18 and 19. Give me a little more audio there. Mm-hmm. What did he read in verse 18 and 19? That is fulfilled in your ear.
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he has anointed me to teach the covenant to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenminded, to teach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19. to teach the acceptable year of Yahuwah.
That's been talking to him. He said, that's been fulfilled. So now, if you are, you go to church, right? But the church is a New Testament Christian. So how is you following him and he's quoting something on the left side of the book? So you are New Testament Christian. In the churches, that's all they say. We are New Testament Christians. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you're not following this man at all. Because this man right here said, he quotes something from the book of Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Now, according to modern day understanding, what book is that? Isaiah, according to modern day standards, that's Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you following Yahuwah saying you're a New Testament Christian and he reading the Old Testament? Still mean you're not even water song. So you know we got to pull up 21:8 on you in the end time prophecy. What it says in 21:8. So we gotta put now see, that's why I say the least member in the sixth anointing camp can go into any church establishment and confound them. Yes, that is. Because they say in the churches, we are New Testament Christians. But Peter, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, say, we need to walk after his walk. That is our example. So when he went to the temple, he asked for the book of Isaiah and said, this day, the book of Isaiah, or we just going to tell you, WCC 61 and 42, is filled in your ear. So he's not a New Testament Christian, but you is. So you know what? So we got to pull a verse called 21:8. And Mother D.F. Israel is going to read it. And after it's read, we'll comment on 21:8.
Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burn with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
He said, all liars.
Mm-hmm.
All liars is going to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. When you say you are New Testament Christian, you are a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire with a statement like that. Because you're not following Yahuwah the Son at all because you are a liar. Every church is a liar. Every church say they are New Testament Christian. And they following Yahuwah the Son, they call Jesus Christ, they are a liar. Because if you walk the way he walked, you keep the Sabbath day, and you will read what's written on the left side of the book. And you say, I'm a New Testament Christian, all we read is Matthew's to Revelation, because everything on the left side is done away with. That makes you a church-going liar. And any pastor that says they are New Testament Christians and you following the polluted man called Jesus Christ, you is a liar. He just said you is right there. Because Yahuwah the Son came in the temple and he asked for the book of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
You have been reading. and said, this day that scripture is fulfilled in your ear. Then he sat down. So how you followed him? You're a liar. Now let's go back to Leviticus and get one more in there, mother. Come back to Leviticus 23:26. 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to show you where you got liar number two at. Then we're going back to get us some five bubble kite and get back to Nicodemus again. Let's go to Leviticus 23:1, 2, and 3. Let me tell you something. And sooner or later, we're going to do a massive attack on the known world as we're doing right now. Remember, one thing about it. A school, it will be a school. But you got to be prepared to teach. Because Yahweh has already been sitting you up right now when we call the network. It's like, oh, you go to these stores, right? Don't you, before they let you in, don't everybody be in place? And they open the door, let you in, right? You go shopping, you come to the cashier. Same thing. We're getting you prepared, those that are going to be a teacher. We're getting you prepared for the school in advance. But you have to be able to know how to teach. He was teaching the truths in the temple. But you see, he was not on the up and up. He needs some more teachers. That's why we call on network to take care of this business thing. Get prepared, because it's going to happen. Look what it says in the business of 26:1, 2, and 3. Look what he says here. What it say?
You say 26 or 23?
We'll make it 26:1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus chapter 26:1-3. Verse 1. You shall make you no idol, nor graven image, neither rid you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 2. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple, my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. Verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my Torah instruction and do them.
Mm. What did you say again, verse 1? 26, verse 1?
26, verse 1. You shall make you no idol, nor graven image, neither rid you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You say? You tell the people, the people you're talking to? You say, if you go on to an establishment, and while you're driving in the car, if you see anything with a statue or give me Deuteronomy 28, and I need a little bit more. 28:15-64. You said, now listen, you're in your car. You're going to a worship place. If you see in the work, the place that you're going to, if you see anything with a graven image or anything that's standing up as an image, he said, you should not go into that place. So now when you go back to your next establishment, if you see anything pertaining to what we're getting ready to read, the one that made the heaven and earth there, you should not go into them places. Anything that stands up, the images, you know, and bow down to it, I just take, for example, the Catholic Church on kiss Mary's feet so much, it don't turn not pink. It don't turn white. The toes don't turn white. them kids, when they go on the door, they kiss her feet, that statue of her feet, so many times that they'll wore off the paint, then off the feet. Then he, you see the man said?
Yeah.
So even the Catholic Church, for example, get into the Christian church. Do the Christian church you go to, do they have anything when we get ready to read there? And we're going to see what Yahweh said one more time about that. Let me say, you don't even know what I have a path for you that love him. We find our love is keeping this Torah instruction. That's what love is to Yahweh. So now, when you go to these churches, do you see anything that we get ready to read? If you do, you know it's not of Yahweh. So I don't care how good it looks. If Yahweh said no and you said maybe so, that's up to you. Let's see what he's saying. And Brother Kai, you have me, Matthew's chapter 12, verse number 36 and 37. Waiting on. What is saying, Mother G of Israel? What we read anyway? Deuteronomy 28, 15 and 64 says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 and 64.
Yes, ma'am. What that say?
Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, reads, "It shall come to pass, if you will not hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his Torah instruction and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you." Verse 64. "And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there you shall serve false Yahweh, which neither you nor your father have known, even wood and stone."
Well, wood and stone.
Yeah.
Wood and stone? He said, you gonna serve something that your father knew nothing about. He said, your father knew nothing about wood, idol making, or stones. Now you know, see, right? The electronic, the wooden cross.
Mm-hmm.
The wooden cross is how you get up into the establishment of any Christian church. You're going to see it in lights. You're going to be seeing it in front of the rosters, your preacher standing behind. You're going to see it on the wall. What Yahweh said not to participate in it, you're going to observe it pulling into the parking lot. Or you will go to another standing. You got the metal stone and the stars, five-pointed stars, balling around on top of their place. He said, you're going to do everything that's contrary to this book. But you're going to make an effort to get in that number. So he done told you, anything that's standing up, graven images, that's standing up. Anything made with man's hand, the rock, the cross, all that, he's telling you not to do it.
Right.
You see, you could go into an establishment and that's what's there, he's telling you, don't do it. But you're going to do it anyway, see that? So you see, he said he's a path of them that love him. See, the one that love him going to fight. Wait a minute. He said, keep the Sabbath day, mama. Why are you going to church on Sunday? Why is you going to church where they got standing images, a cross around your neck, cross in light as you pull into the parking lot. Why are you going to places like that, which is contrary to the Bible? That's Christianity, Mama. Father. All every day he's telling you not to do it, but you know what you're going to do? You're going to do it anyway. And you ask Mama, hey, Mama, have a service, Mama. Oh, he was great. What'd you learn, Mama? Who are we, Mama? Huh? You're a Christian. Yeah. So you see, anybody in a Six Anointing Camp can dumbfound any church today. Because they're going to say you're a Christian and New Testament Christians. They ain't going to say. I mean, it's the same. Look what it says over here. One more time in Leviticus verse 9. And come and now tell you what, I'm gonna leave verse 9 out. I want you to read, come on all the way back to Leviticus 26. And I'm gonna read verse 45 and 46. Then we'll come back and read 1, 2, and 3, then we'll find both of them. In Leviticus 23. Now, I'm going to see, do Christians have anything to do with this right here? We go on Leviticus 26. And look what it says in verse 45 and 46. Then we come back to 1, 2, and 3.
It says 45.
Yeah, Leviticus 26. Pick up verse 45 and 46.
Okay. Leviticus. Chapter 26, verse 45 and 46. Verse 45. But I will, for their sake, remember the covenant of their father, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nation, that I might be their Yahweh. I am Yahweh. 46. These are the statutes and judgments and Torah instructions which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
Oh, so this is what he told the children of Israel. He ain't told a Christian or his mom or Judaism nothing. He made them the children of Israel. So this conversation right here in 26, 1, 2, 3, is to the children of Israel. You see that? So the conversation we're reading in the 26th chapter is not to the world, but it is to the world. The world of children of Israel. That's what he's telling the children of Israel, their do's and their don'ts. So when you can put the Israel in whenever you get ready. So when you read this right here, 26, 1, 2, and 3, you can put the children of Israel in whenever you get ready. Because when they say, well, I don't want children of Israel, you go back to 45, 46, yes it is. This was told for the children of Israel. Now all the other 17 nations, they can do whatever they want to do. Because this message is not to them, it's to the children of Israel. What are you telling the children of Israel 26, 1, 2, and 3? That's what he's telling the children of Israel, 1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 to 3. The children of Israel shall make you no idol, nor graven image, nor rid you up, children of Israel, a standing image. Neither shall you... children of Israel, set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 2. You children of Israel shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahweh. Verse 3. If you children of Israel walk in my statutes and keep my Torah instructions and do them,
Then what? And 3:16 of St. John. So you see, Ray, you hear the man saying, this message is not to the world. It's to the children of Israel. So when you read John 3:16, Mother dear of Israel, so you can put the children of Israel when they do get ready.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. So when you jump down in 3:16, you're talking about the children of Israel. Look what he says, and 3:16 to the children of Israel, which is, and who he's talking to is one of the teachers of the children of Israel, Nicodemus. This is a conversation going on. This conversation wasn't for the whole world. He was talking to Nicodemus. My God. 3:16, what did it say?
St. John chapter 3, verse 16. For Yahweh so loved the world of children of Israel that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever children of Israel believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Boy, have you read something like that in one of them Christian church, boy, them big diggers, the pastor, the big diggers, everybody will say, look here, hurry up and get the door. Hurry up and get the door. Boy, you get your book, they got to come back and get your book. If you ain't got your books in your hand, boy, you're going to leave there. If a Christian read that like that, I mean, you read that in a church like that, boy, the door's going to open up. The mother that's sitting behind the pastor going to lose her wind. She all needs a tank to breathe behind that. Her hand will cut off her head. Here's that. C.C. Ray.
Get out of here.
Huh? What's that mother
saying? You got to get out of here.
You're going to have to get, if you read that verse, like that, you're going to have to get up. I don't care who you are. Read that for your pastor dad and your pastor mama and read that verse like that. Boy, you see them losing wind. They can't breathe and doors open, dick diggers running at you. All that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you can dump down just by reading the book. All right. Let's see what's going on with the time. You see, it's so much in this book that before the school, you gotta have this down pat. Let's run back to Nicodemus there, Brother McKay. We run back to Nicodemus. So Nicodemus, he accorded him some Yahweh the Son, so this conversation is a one-on-one conversation going on. And Brother McKay, in the third chapter, if you want to see mother-in-law and father-in-law just fall all out, you read that verse like that and watch anybody win and get shot. Let's run to the third chapter and pick it up at verse number 7. What is it saying? 3:7 now. Brother McKay, Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
You got to be born of the Spirit. Wait, hold that point. So you got to be born of the Spirit, see, right? You got to be born again. And how you born again, when you go on to a church on the wrong day, you say, I'm not going. That's the wrong day. When you pull up in the parking lot, you see a thing got graven images and crosses and rocks and six-pointed stars, you know that DNA. I'm born again. I can't go in there. See, you got all. Now you're on alive and born again. You look on the big elephant's monuments. You see crosses all over the place, outside, inside, behind the rocks, with crosses and crosses around. You know, he said in 26th chapter to the children of Israel, you know, one you call African American, Negro in color. He said, don't do it. He said, I got love for you if you don't do it. Now Nicodemus, now he on the spot. Now Nicodemus, he got to talk now. Verse 9.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be?
Now look at Jesus' teacher. How can these things be? I mean, how can these things be? And I watch the best of them to try to teach this book. And they always dump out. They always got, they can't know. They Second Timothy 3, verse 6. 6 and 7 says what? Second Timothy 3, verse 6 and 7. What it said, Brother Matthias?
All right. Book of Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 reads, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts. Verse 7. Every learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Always, always will just give something. Ever learning, but never can come to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learned, I heard something, I'm twisted and tucking another way. I'm twisted and taking another way. Hear something one way and then taking it wrong with it that way. Ever learning, but never can come to the knowledge of the truth. Are you there? More like Nicodemus. We'll leave that alone. Now Nicodemus, he's working with Yahweh the Son. He said, Nicodemus said unto him, Yahweh the Son, how can this thing be? Look what Yahweh says in that verse 10.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 10 reads, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, are you a master of Israel and knowest not these things?
He said, are you a master? You a teacher? You are teaching Israel. You don't know what are you teaching the people in there? You don't know what I'm saying to you. It's elementary, Nicodemus. You mean you one of the master teachers up in there, and you don't know these things, Nicodemus? Next verse.
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 12. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
Okay. You see that? He said, I told you earthly things. Is how in the world are you going to believe heavenly things? That's big talk with that scene right here. So he said, if I told you earthly things, how in the world is you going to believe heavenly things? Now, what do you think he's talking about, mass and audience? What do you think he mean by that when he said that? If I'm talking to you about earthly things, then how? Now, if you ask a Christian that right there, and I'm talking, so how are you gonna believe if I'm telling you about earthly things? How are you gonna believe heavenly things? That's what he just said to you. See that? You're gonna mess him up again. And so if somebody tells you earthly things, how you going to believe in heavenly things? See? That's precept that you be talking about. Now, remember, the next time you hear a person say, I'm a New Testament Christian, then you put it, you take him to Revelation 21:8 and say, you are a liar from the pits of hell. How you following Jesus the Christ, you call him the plural for Yahweh the Son, by saying you a New Testament Christian? You see, the man just said, how is you going to understand heavenly things? And how you don't understand earthly things? How you understand heavenly things? Where do you think he pulled that from? Outside of the book on the right side? Or did he go to Deuteronomy chapter 11 and look at verse 21? What did he just done? Look what he said, Deuteronomy 11, 21. Listen to this. Listen to this right here. Deuteronomy 11, 21. What did it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which Yahweh swore unto your father to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth.
The days of heaven as well.
Upon the earth.
See that, see right? The days of heaven is on the earth. See right? Up on the way from Satan the devil. Kingdom. Your kingdom he's talking about is going to be on the earth. Your pastor speaks about you going up and away and be raptured away. And he just took, now he just quoted something he told Moses, that the heaven is going to be where? Read it again, verse 21.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which Yahweh swear unto your father to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth.
The days of heaven is upon the earth, see, right? You see that? You see now, you see what your pastor do? Look at the funeral. If you go to a funeral, then your pastor said, oops, your loved ones have told me they have made it. Where they made it, they up and away. He said they made it. See that? But he quoted the left side of the book. Let them know your kingdom to come. It's going to be on the earth. So then we go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. And listen real good at the conversation he's telling the followers that are going to take over after he leaves. Let's see what he corresponds with the 11:21 about the kingdom going to be on the earth. Because they asked the question, teach us how to pray like John taught his followers. He said, okay, I'll teach you how to pray. He said, okay, I'm going to teach you how to pray right now. I'm going to teach you right now how to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Let's take one verse at a time. I'm going to teach you how to pray right now. You want to pray? I'm going to teach you now. 6, verse 9.
Book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, this matter, therefore, pray you, our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Stop right there. He said, your kingdom is going to come. Your kingdom is going to come. You ain't going up in a way. He said, your kingdom going to come. And he's going to tell you why your kingdom going to come right here in verse 10. He said, your kingdom is, why do they overlook that verse right there? Your kingdom is going to come. You know, like somebody say, Able to make, she coming. So you'll be waiting for the door for her to come. You'll be looking for no air for her to come. You'll be looking for her to come to that door. Hey, well, the Macy coming? So you waiting on a knock on the door or the doorbell or anything, right? How to get up on the way out of this country? 13.
13. The book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. Verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Verse 10 again.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Your kingdom coming down to you, see, right? Listen, children of Israel, your kingdom is coming down to you. You're not going up in the way. Your kingdom's going to come down to you. Let's go to 14, chapter 1, 2, and 3, and the closing statement there, Brother McKay. Let's go to St. John, chapter 14. Listen, children of Israel, you don't want to call African-American, Negro in color. Your kingdom is going to come. Your kingdom going to come from here down to earth. That's why when you go to the 14th chapter, pick at verse 1, let's read a little bit. You be understand what he's saying in 14 verse 1. What he's saying in St. John 14 1.
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, let not your mind be troubled. You believe in Yahweh, believe also in me. Verse 2. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that's where I am. There you may be also. Verse 4. And
where
whether I go...
What did you say in verse 3?
Verse 3. The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto me.
I will come again. I'm going up to sit on the right hand of my bow. But I will come again.
Mm-hmm.
I will come again. And where I'm at, you will be there too.
Mm-hmm.
I will come again. I'm going up and away to sit on the right hand of my Father. But again, I will come again. Suppose one of you tells the truth, I'll be back. I'm coming again. You gonna look for them to come to faith? Or you gonna look for them to pull up in that driveway as they came? I will come again. You know, the man is making it so plain. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I'm gonna come again. Let's precept that to 21 verse 3, end time problem. Okay, I'm finna come again. 21 verse 3 of Revelation. I'm finna come again. Skip down to 10 through 12. I'm finna come again. Let's read about it. Let's read 1, 2, 3, 10 through 12 and close the thing. Revelation 21, 1, 2, 3, 10 through 12. Listen good. Now, I just came again. Let's see what the end time prophecy of him coming again in Revelation 21, verse 1, 2, 3, 10 through 12. And who is he coming to? We're going to see what Christian be on there, Islam, Judaism, African American, Negro, color. We're going to see him coming again in Revelation 21, 1, 2, 3, 10 through 12, and a closing statement by Brother Micaiah. And I catch your eyeball to eyeball on the top line of Saturday. Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 through 3 and 10 through 12. Verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the earth were passed away, and there no more sea. Verse 2. And I, John, saw the righteous city, new Yada, polluted word Judah, coming down from Yahuwah out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, behold, the tabernacle, or the temple of Yahuwah is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Yahuwah himself shall be with them, and be there, Yahuwah. Verse 10.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Do you know that the seer picked up on that in the 43rd chapter of Ezekiel? What he says in verse number 7, in 43, verse 7, what did he say and who he said to? All this connects together, but it's no ministry can do what we do, but the six anointed counts of voices of the true Israelite. You got to paint the picture. Remember, he'll do nothing in Amos 3:7 but rebel to his secrets, to his seals, right? Remember, he told Ezekiel in 43, verse number 7.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, and he said unto me, son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. And my righteousness shall the family of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their king, by their order.
Now, so I want one verse. He said, the soles of my feet. He said, my big black feet. He popped up on a big old stage. He said, this is where I'm going to be at. Red heels, the children of man. Right there in that place, you know what I'm saying? He said, Ezekiel, the seer, I'm going to be red here. My big black feet, red here, and 43 verse 7. But don't think that was new. That was new to Ezekiel. That was poor too. It's 132. 132. Verse 12.
Look at Saul.
Now listen to this. 300 years prior to that, that was no new conversation. He telling you that where I am, you're going to be. He told Ezekiel, my big black feet is going to be right here on earth, the soles of my feet. Now he will make it more plainer than ever. That's all you got to do, keep on precepting your Bible. He's going to make it so plain. Why your pastors don't read this stuff? Huh? Why they don't want to read 132? Let's make a little quick meal out of it real quick. David's going to make a final statement. David's going to say something in 1, 2, 3, 4. We got to read that now. We got to read what he believes you're going to say in 1, 2, 3, 4. Look what David said. David. See, he got to be a man of Yahuwah. Look what David says in 132, 1, 2, 3, 4. What did he say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 132, 1 through 4, read. Verse 1. Yahuwah, remember David and all his affliction. Verse 2. How he swelled to Yahuwah and bowed into the mighty Yahuwah of Israel. Verse 3. Surely I will not come into the temple of my house, nor go up into my bed. Verse 4. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
Go ahead. One more verse.
Verse 5. Until I found out a place for Yahuwah, a habitation for the mighty Yahuwah of Israel. Verse 6.
He said,
"Lo,
you can do it." He said, listen, I ain't going to lay down. I'm not going to sleep until somebody tell me something. Where my Yahuwah going to be at? Somebody better tell me something, and I'm going to hear something now. I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to sleep until somebody tell me something. Where is Yahuwah going to be at? I want to know. hell he say? I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going, my eyelids is not going to close. I'm just going to keep my eyes wide open. And somebody get over here and tell me something quick. Let's see if he get a response. Verse 12.
The book of Psalms 132, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, if your children would keep my
covenant. Read verse 11. Read verse 11. Make it sound good. Read verse 11. Make it sound good.
Okay. The book of Psalms, verse one, chapter 132, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 reads, and Yahweh has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of your body will I set upon your throne.
12.
Verse 12. If your children would keep my covenant that I shall teach them, your children shall also sit upon your throne forevermore.
13.
Verse 13. For Yahweh hath chosen Yada, including the word Judah. He hath desired it for his habitation.
Verse 14.
This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
It. Verse 13. He had desired it. What had he desired it in verse 13?
Hallelujah. What? The book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse 13. 13 reads, for Yahweh hath chosen, Yada, polluted word Judah. He hath desired it for his habitation.
You see that? Now you see that thing right here. So you see, now, you remember the verse that the brother Micaiah read earlier there, that they was, if there was only nine for the place, hey, you was at the heaven down. The heaven, you left your heaven. Your heaven was already there before you got ran up out of there. You see that scene right here? That's how you tie this thing in. The place he's talking about is the same place you ain't got no mind for what it is. That's the heaven. And this is where the man going to be at. Right in the middle of a children of Israel, southern kingdom, Yah God you. And you got a, your pastor talking about an up from the way. And the man said, this is where I have desired to be in anyway. Even the Father coming down here. The Father coming down here, the Son coming down here to say, then you going up and the way. You're going to miss him. You're going to end up with Satan, the devil going to be at in the heart of the lake of fire. Everything is right here, and you looking past the drywall. See that? See why we got to come? You see why we need a school? But we're getting orders to teach the school. We need a school to teach you and your loved one. The Father and the Son going to be right here, right in Yahweh Judah's southern kingdom. I have desired it. This is my rest forever. How you bless somebody teach you about the up and away?
Mm-hmm.
You being tied free with offering the donation. Yeah, I know. Put all the governors into the camp of the Six Anointed Camp for a school to come up. And when school come up, teachers get in place that night. Brother McKay, close the statement. You on the clock, come on.
I want to thank Yahweh for another day to learn to read in his word. I want to thank Yahweh for my wife and two daughters. I want to thank Yahweh for blessing us to have the seer of the family of Yisrael. Yahweh continue to bless him in his mind. Be a Torah instruction keeping man. I also want to read the book of Ecclesiastes. Well, no, I'm going to read the book of Sirach, chapter 6, and I'm going to read verse 6, and I'm going to read verse 7. Verse 6, be in peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of a thousand. Verse 7, if you would get a friend proven first, and be not hasty to credit him. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's one of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Wright. He on the job now, getting ready. When the school open up, he know one thing. You got to walk in the room for a teacher. Just can't walk in the room and you be like Nicodemus. You got to get the path to teach. And that's what we're doing right now. Getting the brothers. The path to teach. When the school pop up, you know one thing. Walk right in the room, start teaching. Teach what? Thus says Yahweh, keeps what? The kingdom coming right here on earth as it is in heaven. He's going to prepare a place for you. Well, and where I am, I'm coming again. Right on earth. Ezekiel 5:5. Where will be at? Center cap of the world. Yah God beautiful. Jim place. That's where the temple gonna be at. Not that 36-acre granite rock. He's gonna kick all that in the rear. We got a lot to learn. Remember one thing. Support this ministry. A school will be built. And he'll come all over the world, sit down, and listen to the 690 count. Teach you the uncut word of Yahweh, you children of the book, Israel. All right. Now, what's the best part of this broadcast? The best part is broadcast when the mothers come on. The two of the mothers already been on. But we're going to bring another mother out of Camp 1. And she's going to get in the microphone. She's going to tell you something. Would you hear? We'll find out what you hear. This is the best part of the broadcast, when the mothers go eyeball to eyeball with you. So when you meet Mother Z out of Camp 1, tribe of Yah God Judah, with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yah God Judah. That's why I beat that scene right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I got a question for you, Mother E. How many funerals that, can you recall any funerals that you went to and the pastor put well in the casket up in the way? Can you recall any funerals like that?
You saying that, can I recall any funerals that I went to that the pastor then said that they were going up to heaven?
Yeah, up to heaven. They already gone.
None that I can remember. No church to none.
Mm-hmm. Well,
not to no funeral home to none.
No, thing in the church that when the preacher starts telling you about the person in the body in that cast, they went up, they're gone now. They are made to heaven. Have you ever heard anybody say that in any of them churches?
All preachers pretty much say that, you know, when you are attending a funeral, if it's a preacher, they will say that.
Mm. Well, what you got on them is a 21:8. They are liars from the pits of hell. Everyone that have said that, they are a liar from the pits of hell. That's what it said in 21:8. So you leave that like it is. So Mother, you know you heard a lot of things on the broadcast tonight on Take on 51. And whatever you got to tell the national audience that the Almighty gave you, and take your time and national audience, which you listen to the mothers, because the mothers come to talk to you to tell you something. Pay attention. Mother Z, you want to come out? Come on.
Well, I would just like to read. It is talking about being boned. I mean, you know, man being boned. I'm going to read in Job chapter 14 about, you know, man bone of a woman. And I'm going to read some of Job chapter 14, starting at verse 1. And I'm going to read it just like I said. Man that is born of a woman is in true days and full of trouble. Verse 2, he comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He flee also as a shadow and continue not. Verse 3, and be it in both thus and do thus open thou eyes upon such as one and bring me unto judgment with you. Verse 4, who can bring a clean thing out of a unclean thing? Not one. Verse 5,
seeing his days are numbered, his days are determined, the number of his months are with you. Thus has appointed him a boundary that he cannot perish. Verse 6. Turn from him that he.
Well, the Mother Z. You talk real good to me. You were talking real good to me so far. I'm going to bring the elder up next. You talking real good to me there, Mother E. Yeah, I like what I was hearing. Why don't I hear Mother E no more? Well, I know one thing. I already know who got a hand in it. Just let me bring our elder in and see what the Almighty put on him for his closing statements as he get prepared to go on that big old station. Any questions or comments or anything got to be said, you're welcome to come to the Power Talk room and, you know, and say something. The elder will respond to you. You're welcome to come and say something. So let's see if we find the elder. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing statement now. Come out. Seer, do you think I'm going to let the elder talk now? Oh, that's how you going to roll, huh? Okay. Mother D.F. Israel.
Yeah,
we see one thing about it, the way it is. So Mother D.F. Israel, we got to get back and maybe get a couple more verses in. Mother D.F. Israel. That's what we got to do, got to get a couple more verses in. Then, anything you want to say, Mother D.F. Israel? Right now, WCC has put two mukes on. Mother E and Mother Z.
All right.
Yeah. What you want to say?
Well, I want to come with a couple of verses out of the Missing Link Discover.
Okay.
This book, mm-hmm. In the serial tablet. And I want to read a few pages about Abraham.
Okay.
The covenant. And I'm going to read on page 52. And let me see. I'm gonna start at the top. I don't know. I'm just gonna read. It says the scriptures related a future covenant Yahweh made with Abraham when he was willing to submit to Yahweh, requested that he sacrifice his son Isaac. For because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. That's coming from Genesis 22, verses 16 to 18. Okay? That covenant was passed on down through Abraham's son, Isaac, and his son, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again. I am Yahweh Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of you, and kings shall come out of your loins. That's Genesis 35:9-11. Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, had 12 sons and one daughter, and by his two wives and two handmaids, the 12 sons became the founders of the tribe, which afterwards formed the nation of Israel. They were in the order of their birth. And then it goes on and gives the names. Should I hear the names?
Well, hey. Hello, John.
Okay. So what came out of Israel, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, these are the 12 sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Yahzai, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the growth of the family into the 12, into a tribe or people in the according to original, a single individual became the forefathers of a tribe or collection of tribes. Okay, this is how we got started. Through Abraham being obedient.
Yeah, and what is the prophecy of this single family? What is the prophecy of this single family in 24 verse 60 that was told about this single family going to do all that? What was this prophesied in Genesis, if you can read, about this single family in Genesis 24 verse 60?
Okay. Genesis 24, 16.
Yeah, verse 60.
Verse 16?
Genesis 24, 60.
Mm-hmm. And it reads, and they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gates of those which hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He said, now the prophecy of that gonna come out of Isaac and come out of Jacob, 1,000 million, mm-hmm. and he said, let the gates and get them prepared for the enemies. Now we're gonna precept that to Luke chapter 1 verse 68 and 72. Listen to this. Let me show you how you just Yahweh will give you whatever. Remember, you can meet anyone anywhere in the Bible. Just open the Bible. That's why you have to make sure you follow the protocol of the Bible. If you're in a relationship and you do not have a Yahwali man of 37 verse 12, that's shame on you. Because you're all going to be disembodied. You're always going to be either you understand thing because the Yahwali man or in a ministry where you can learn from the elders, mothers, and the elders, fathers to show you what you need to know. But your thing, you're going to be trying out to help your offspring. They don't fall in the same trap that you eat. That's why it's very important to understand one thing. You must understand the people of this world. What'd you read there, mother?
You say Luke chapter 1?
Yeah, pick up verse 68 down to verse 72. Listen to this. We're gonna piggyback on what you just got from saying. We're just going to piggyback. But it was already prophesied that once you come to the knowledge of yourself, you're going to kick at it, the gates of your enemies. And look what it says in Luke 1:16 down to verse 72.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to 72. Verse 68. Blessed be Yahweh of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Verse 69. And has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the family of his servant David. 70. As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been since the world began. 72. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. 72. To perform the mercy promised to our Father and to remember his righteous covenant.
To remember his righteous covenant and perform what was told to the Father. See, if you responsible to So, in the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 7 and 8, we might read verse 9, but would you listen to what Solomon said behind that? So he's telling you about your prayer life. He's going to say something to you, Yahweh is going to bless Solomon, and Solomon is going to write in the Bible about your prayer life. Now, listen to the prayer life that you're going to be praying for every time you spread your forth your hand. Would you believe the wisest man in the world? He wrote this in 18th chapter, verse 7 and 8. What did he write for us to read today?
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7 and verse 8. I mean, verse 18, chapter 7 and verse 8. So of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy. Verse 8. For wherewith you did push our adversary by the same, thou didst honor us whom thou has called.
What? What did you just read in verse 8?
For wherewith thou did push our adversary, by the same thou did honor us whom thou has called. Punish our adversary by the same thou did honor us whom thou hast called.
What is that verse 7 again?
Verse what?
Verse 7 again.
Verse 7. So of your people was accepted, both the salvation of the righteous and destruction of the enemy.
He said you got to accept both. He said you got to, he tells him, Solomon, the wise man of the world, Solomon, your people, the children of Israel, not Christians, not Muslims, not Islamic, not Judaism. He said, Solomon, your people, the children of Israel, have to step both. You can't oil the water and say, hold the way. You got to step both. You got to step the what? Now, what do Yahweh want you to step in verse 7?
Destruction.
See that? You got to accept both. Both. That's both. You got to accept the destruction of the enemy. And if you accept that, what you got coming in verse 7? Now, I'm about to tell you what you got coming. If you get your mind right and accept the destruction of your enemy, what else in verse 7? And if you accept that, what you got coming that you can read in verse 7?
So of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy.
You say you ain't got no salvation coming, destruction of your enemy. How you want to be saved in salvation? And you think they can't come with you the way they teach you? No, it don't work like that, see, right? See, it got to be destruction of the enemy for you to get saved from salvation. Here's what we say in next verse 8. I know it's tough verses, but what do we say in verse 8? Now I'm gonna only comment after I hear it read, verse 8.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse 8. For wherewith thou didst punish our adversary, by the same thou didst honor us whom thou hast called.
He said, you're going to punish the adversary, you're going to get us right. Once we understand the bond of the covenant, you're going to get us right. And we're going to accept that was right, because we're going to be the righteous one, I mean Torah keepers. Is that just as I'm going to get you righteous on your right feet, I'm going to punish the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right there. Next verse.
Verse 9.
Yep.
For the righteous children of good men did sacrifice secretly and with one consent, made a righteous covenant that the saints should be alike partakers of the same good and evil, the fathers now singing out the song of praise.
Verse 8.
For wherewith thou didst punish our adversary, by the same thou didst honor us whom thou hast called.
Verse 7.
So of your people was accepted both the salvation of the righteous and destruction of the enemy.
You see what I'm saying? He said, you're going to have to accept exactly how this thing going to be. It ain't no getting around it. You're going to have to accept exactly how it's going to be. So you know what's really going on? What's really going on, we can read. And we're talking about the six anointed camps called Voices of the Spirit's Life. What can we read about us? In Acts 17, verse 6. Now, the voices of the true Israelite, you know, it's already got in code, it's written about us and look what the world's saying in 17 verse 6. What is the world saying about the sixth anointing count of voices of the two Israelites that we can read? What is that in 17 verse 6?
Acts chapter 17, verse 6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
You see what we're doing? We turn the world upside down just by reading the Bible. We got a written numbers set in your head all over the place. They can't figure out where in the world is this message coming from. And we can't ignore it, because we pack the place every night to hear what they got to say. Voices of the children of Israel. And but all the voices of Israel are going to tell the children of Israel is what? In Exodus 31, verse 1, 12 to 18. I'm going to tell you what we're going to tell the children of Israel. Although all, it, you know, everything on the table, but we got one message for the one that know that you know your children of Israel. We only got one message for you. Exodus 31, verse 1, 12 to 18.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 1, 12 to 18. Verse 1. Exodus 31, 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 13. Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you. Verse 14, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defile it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 15, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he or she shall surely be put to death. Verse 16, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. 18, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, a tablet of stone written with the finger of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And what he said in verse 2 and 4 of the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, what he says in Ezekiel 20, verse 2-4, 10 through 12, what he says in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2-4, 10 through 12, what he said?
Wait a minute. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 2 and 4.
Yep, let's get down 10 through 12, or 10 through 12, and 19 and 20. Now, all I want to know, what did he say?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 2 and verses 4, and 10 to 12, and 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2. Then came the word of Yahweh to me, saying, verse 4, Will I judge them, son of man? Will I judge them? Cause them to know the abomination of their father. Verse 12. No. 10 to 12. Verse 10. Wherefore I cause them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man and woman do, they shall even live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they may know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them. Verses 19 and 20. Verse 19. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
What is the sign between for Yahweh to know who you are? What is the sign that we can read that mother, the of Israel? What's the sign between Yahweh and the children of Israel?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath. That's a sign, see, right? So what Christian church keeps the Sabbath day? No. So how can it be in that number? How could a Christian church be in that number of getting salvation and they don't keep the sign? The sign is the Sabbath day. The sign is the Sabbath day. For him to know who you are, you keep the Sabbath day, not Sunday. You don't hear the sign. So you got a message from him? No, that don't work, see, right? Let's go to Matthew 31, 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. Listen, your pastor is lying to you. They don't even have a sign. The sign is the Sabbath day. Your pastors open up their big elephants of churches on Sunday, the wrong day. How do they have a sign? The Bible said a sign is Friday night, Saturday night. They said, no, Sunday at 9 o'clock. See, right, that's the recipe be thrown into the bottom of the lake of fire. Look what he says right here in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. What does it say there about the Israel?
Okay. Matthew 12, 31, 32,
36, 37. What can we read out of that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32. 36 and 37?
Yep.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him or her. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven them, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Verse 10, say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your word thou shalt be justified, and by your word you shall be condemned.
That's only the 35th chapter, and we just get a couple of verses. So, Sirach 35, verse 1. We'll try to make it a 16, but we don't. We'll catch the eyeball to eyeball on the 7. Sirach, 35, 1 through 16.
Sirach. Okay.
Sirach, 35, 1 through 16.
Okay, I'm trying to get this.
So the bottom line is, the sign is the Sabbath day. What Christian keeps the sign? First day of the week is not the sign. That's not the sign, Steve, are you? The cross, not the sign. The rock is not the sign. The Sabbath is the sign. His word is the sign. 35, 1 through 16, and 2 through 7, come on. Sirach.
Sirach, chapter 35, verses 1 through 16,
yes,
verse
ma'am.
1. Verse 1, he that keepeth Torah instruction bringeth offering enough. He that take heed to the Torah instruction offer a peace offering. Verse 2, he that requires a good turn offering fine flour, and he that giveth alms money sacrifice praise. 3. To depart from wickedness is a thing pleasing to Yahweh, and to forsake righteousness is a Verse 4. Thou shalt not appear empty before Yahweh. Verse 5. For all those things are to be done because of the Torah instruction. Verse 6. The offering of righteous maketh the altar fat, and the sweet savor thereof is before the Most High. 7. The sacrifice of a just man or woman is acceptable, and the memorial thereof shall never be forgotten. Verse 8. Give Yahweh his honor with a good eye, and diminish not, and the first fruit of thine hand. Verse 9. In all your gifts, show a cheerful consciousness and dedicate your tithes with gladness. Verse 10. Give unto the Most High according as he has enriched you, and as thou hast gotten, give with a cheerful eye. Verse 11. For Yahweh recompense and will give you 7 times as much. Verse 12.